Indiana Attorney General begins probe into five big tech corporations for conservative censorship involving Biden's nominee Vinita Gupta. By Wendell Hasebo on April 7, 2021. Indiana Attorney General has begun investigations into five big tech corporations for censorship of conservative content involving Joe Biden's nominee, Vinita Gupta. The probe includes companies Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter over whether they have harmed Indiana consumers through business practices that are abusive, deceptive and/or unfair. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita said, "In a free society, few assets are more important to consumers than access to information and the opportunity to express political viewpoints in meaningful forums." Adding, "It is potentially harmful and unfair for these companies to manipulate content in ways they do not publicly discuss or that consumers do not fully understand." The Attorney General also said he is investigating Vinita Gupta over suspected actions to foster the five big tech companies to censor conservative viewpoints. Gupta, who is President Joe Biden's nominee to be Associate U.S. Attorney General, Rokita writes, has allegedly met with Facebook and Twitter executives to urge more rigorous rules and enforcement, to use her own words as quoted in Time. Gupta, according to the Time article, stressed that it was important for social media platforms to be tagging things and taking them down, Rokita concludes. Breitbart News reported that 11 Republican senators demanded a second committee hearing for Gupta over her misleading statements and for her refusal to respond to our written questions. But Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, D.E.L., hurriedly rushed Gupta to a vote in a second committee meeting, cutting off Senator Tom Cotton's, R.R., statements in a show of hardball partisan politics. Indeed, many questions remain about Gupta's stock holding in a family enterprise that sold acetic anhydride to Mexican cartels, which is used to make high-grade China white heroin and methamphetamine. Gupta has also been a proponent of raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour while also owning stock in her family's company, which pays its Mexican labor force $1.30 an hour. The head-turning headlines have raised concerns for Judicial Crisis Network, which has urged Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, to vote no on her confirmation. However, Manchin has indicated he will likely vote to confirm Gupta. "I have spoken to Merrick Garland, and he is very high on her," Manchin said. "And I have all the respect in the world on his decision-making. I will be leaning towards because of his support."